Lawmakers are passing bills to recognize March 27th as the official Remembrance Day of the Good Friday earthquake that struck Alaska 51 years ago. In the legislature, House Bill 35 is awaiting Governor Bill Walker's signature. Independently, the Anchorage Assembly passed its own local version last week. As KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports, both efforts came about because of the same man.
Chuck Valenti was only 24 years old when Alaska was hit by the most powerful earthquake ever recorded in North America.
And I was working at the Alaska National Guard during the time of the quake. And that evening is an evening that I will never forget.
Valenti was part of a four-man unit in the Air National Guard. Weeks after the quake, the crew was on a humanitarian mission to Valdez. As they flew out, ahead of bad weather, the plane went down, killing three guardsmen, as well as Adjutant General Thomas Carroll, who was with them. Valenti was not on board, and is the only survivor from the office. The seed for the Remembrance Day resolutions was planted when he visited Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in 2013.
But I wanted to put a wreath at the Wall of Honor in memory of fallen comrades, and to me, these men were more like family than anything else.
Last March, Governor Sean Parnell signed into law a bill recognizing March 27th as the 50th anniversary of the disaster, but as Valenti puts it, that was law for a day, and he felt the deceased, as well as the survivors, deserved something more lasting. So he brought the issue back up with House Republican Charisse Millette of Anchorage.
This legislation honors these people and remembers these people. So in a subsequent conversation with Representative Millette, I said, this is a date that should have been, or should be, for now and forever be remembered as a day of remembrance. And I said, Representative Millette, would you kindly consider sponsoring a bill, which she did do.
The bill passed both the House and Senate unanimously, but Valenti didn't stop there. He mentioned the issue to Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan, who helped get a local version of it in front of the Assembly. It makes sure flags fly at half-mast, and clergy in Anchorage and elsewhere have agreed to toll their bells to mark the date each year. They are symbolic steps that Assembly Chair Dick Traney says carry forward the lessons learned after the quake.
So the purpose of this is just to remind Alaskans about what happened in the past and what will happen again. Because there will be another earthquake. It's a matter of when it happens, not if.
Traney hopes the remembrance will remind residents to take steps to prepare, like having a three-day supply of food and water at home. And though Valenti and his wife now live outside of Alaska, he says even after half a century, his work commemorating the quake isn't finished yet.
One of the last things I have left to do is I want to see some kind of a memorial or some kind of at least a little monument placed in Valdez in honor of this flight crew and this Alaska National Guard Adjutant General. And like I say, to me, these men were more like family than a formal military command.
The Anchorage resolution passed unanimously last Tuesday in the Assembly. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.